Proclamation number 1947, dated the June 11th, 1941. Redeeming the souls. Bearers of light. Knowledge, light. Once the human being has chosen God, he has already fulfilled his earthly task, since from that moment onwards he has the will to serve God and to keep his commandments, even if this will is frequently still weak and the person often still transgresses. Nevertheless, with his desire to comply with divine will, his past resistance to God has become null and void. He has recognized his origin and desires to return to it, and his free decision has been made. From now on he is supported by forces who strengthen his will and increase his knowledge, and since these forces are already as one with God, he is consequently seized by God himself and can no longer descend into his past guilt of sin, the sin of rebellion against God. He has voluntarily handed himself over to God and will forever remain loyal to him. Regression will be impossible, for the human being now strives consciously towards the goal of final unity. And then every hour on earth is merely a matter of maturing, an increase of light, of knowledge, and this manifests itself in greater activity of love, in redeeming love. Once the human being has released himself from the enemy's will, he proceeds with the active work of redeeming his fellow human beings. All other earthly work seems pointless and meaningless to him, and all his thoughts and intentions relate to the work of helping his fellow human being's soul. And only then will he accomplish the most valuable work. He will join the activity of the light beings of the beyond and will work in a redeeming way. But anyone who already takes part in the act of redemption on earth works with God for him. His will as well as his work will be blessed. Although it then requires immense grace, it will nevertheless be conveyed to the person so that he will subsequently be able to cope with every task posed to him. Redeeming the soul signifies that the person's hitherto dark state changes into light. Spiritual darkness is ignorance, light, however, is knowledge. Consequently, the unredeemed souls must be offered knowledge in order to place them into this state of light. This task can therefore not be fulfilled by someone who has not yet become a bearer of light himself, even if he has great earthly knowledge at his disposal. The degree of worldly knowledge of a person wanting to do redeeming work on earth is therefore entirely unimportant. The knowledge he wants to pass on has nothing in common with worldly knowledge. He is expected to convey divine wisdom to his fellow human beings, but this can only be received by a person who had first shaped himself in a way that he can accept light and strength from God. Then he will be a laborer in the vineyard of the Lord in truth, for he will try to turn a fallow field into fertile soil. He will try to make the souls likewise receptive for the strength from God. He will try to impart spiritual knowledge to them and thus change the state of darkness among humanity into bright light. And since this is the ultimate goal of embodiment on earth, everything that contributes towards spreading light among people must understandably be good and right. This is why the resolve to accomplish this great task will be blessed. It will be strengthened and invigorated so that the person can achieve the task he had set himself. The beings of light in the beyond are likewise instructed to grant their help where it is needed, by imparting strength to the person on earth and always directing his thoughts to this great assignment, so that the earthly light bearer won't tire in his work. For the redemption of the spirit is the reason and purpose of life on earth. And God, in his wisdom, knows every person's spiritual state. He will truly furnish someone wanting to do redemptive work with his strength and shower him with grace, for his will to be united with God enables him to do the kind of work on earth which corresponds to divine will. His spirit will be flowing through him and, furnished with light and strength, with knowledge and power, he will cope with his final earthly task and bring souls to the Lord. Thus you will work in truth as a laborer in the vineyard of the Lord. Amen.